If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host today, beauty lover, best-selling author, and honestly, Slack Alice, Lindsay Kelk. I owe you so many apologies. These episodes have been so long coming, but what a year. I'm not going to get into it because we were promised many things in 2022. Many of them being episodes of Full Coverage that never came to be, because it's just been mad, hasn't it? It's just been a bit mad. But I am back, and here we are. I have got three special episodes for you, dedicated to all the things that I love right now in beauty, the things that I have loved throughout the year, things that I've fallen back in love with, new discoveries, and I have separated them into three episodes. So we have a luxury product episode. So if you don't feel like stretching to that one right now, just give it a miss. We have an affordable episode, which is going to shine a spotlight on things that I think are more within reach of our pockets and things that honestly just deserve a spotlight shining on them. And then I'm going to have a favorites episode of all of the things this year that have made me so happy, and I wanted to share them with you. I also owe you an apology because I promised you on our last regular episode I would have an interview with the head scientist at Deciem talking about The Ordinary products, and you sent in some questions and I asked him those questions, and real talk, because I don't lie to you, I did not publish that episode because A, the sound quality was genuinely terrible. It was one of the worst sound quality episodes I've ever had the joy of editing, because the lovely chap at Deciem, who was really nice, was just recording in the lab on his laptop without even headphones or anything, so he was basically unlistenable, which was not fabulous news. And also it just ended up not being terribly interesting. That's awful, isn't it? But he just didn't seem super into it. Maybe we caught him on a bad day. A brilliant man, wonderful man, fantastic at his job, makes incredible products, just didn't really seem that into a chat. The takeaways from the conversation were largely that yes, the conditioner, the ordinary conditioner, which I will talk more about on our affordable episode, is incredible. And there was a ton of science that goes into it. And the reason it's so good and the reason it works so perfectly so quickly is the chemistry behind it. And I will link to something where you can read more about that, because it actually just it's kind of hard to follow. But it's great if you can read it. That he just really loves the buffet serum. It was buffet serum all day long. Every time I asked about anything, he just would be like, yeah, the buffet serum. Buffet serum's amazing. Buffet serum's incredible. That's what I use, buffet serum. So, you know, if you're looking for something to buy from The Ordinary, the conditioner, which is incredible, and the buffet serum was their takeaway. And apologies to The Ordinary, to Deciem, that I was not able to use that episode. And apologies to you if you didn't get your questions answered. I will attempt to find someone else to answer them at a later date. But yeah, that's what happened there. Full disclosure, radical honesty on Full Coverage. Now, back to this episode. This is going to be the luxury edit. So we are jumping right in on products that come in slightly above average price range, two very above average price range, but products that I think are worth buying if they are in your budget. Now, we always say this about luxury. We always say this about beauty in general. If it is not in your budget, it is not worth it. There is not a single product on the face of the earth that I can put my hand on my heart and say, you should go into debt or you should put this on your credit card because it will change your life and it will be absolutely worth it. Nothing is worth being in debt for. Nothing is worth paying interest for. Luxury products are wonderful. They're a fantastic treat. They make wonderful gifts because it's so nice to give someone something they might not buy for themselves. It's so nice to have something that feels gorgeous and makes us feel gorgeous. But if it's not in your budget, just disregard immediately. There will be a more affordable option that you can look at. But given that this is about luxury, this is the luxury edit episode, and you know, Christmases are coming. Maybe some people need inspiration to put on a Christmas list. I don't know. Let's look at some of my favourite luxury products from the year. Now, these aren't all brand new products. They are products that are new to me or new this year or just fabulous things. Fabulous things, darling. Fabulous things that I thought we should chat about today. We're starting with skincare. And the first product I want to talk about, actually the first range I want to talk about, is one of my faves. I've talked about it before. I love it so much. And it is the Orpheus skincare range. Now, we've talked about this. I'm actually just on the website and it's free shipping in the US and Bulgaria. Interesting. I have talked about the Resurrection All-in-One Serum, I think, a million times. I really love it. My skin really loves it. It's just a really, really great serum. Now, the thrilling thing for me is there has been an extension because originally the line was the serum and then there was the spritz, sort of the essence spritz. But there is now also a serum sip cleanser, which is very exciting. There is a Bio Shield cream. There's still the dewy essence and there is still the serum. But yeah, it's just really, really gorgeous line. It is not inexpensive. Like, there's no pretending that it is. The serum itself is $135. The cleanser is $46. Could be worse. There are worse cleansers. The BioShield cream is $96 and the dewy essence is $52 right now. There does appear to be some kind of discount on the website right now. And there's also a Blooming Beauty Stem Cell Trio, where you get a trio of products for $194. And you can get a Silk Dream Set, which is a silky barrier cream with a 100% silk robe. How exciting. Who doesn't want a silk robe to swan around in while you do your skincare? But yeah, I'm just a big fan of this line. I found it really good. I found that it works. I mean, what else can you ask for, really? You go on the website and it talks about, you know, our science is simple. It goes deep within your skin, rich in antioxidants, powerful peptides and plant stem cells. Our complex boosts natural collagen production and cellular DNA recovery for visibly reborn skin. That's a bit fancy. But what I do find is it's a really effective serum and a good all-rounder. It's not one specific thing, you know. It's not like, oh, it's a niacinamide serum or it's a retinoid serum or it is vitamin C serum. It's just a really nice, plumping, soothing. I don't want to use anti-aging because anti-aging is the wrong word because we hate that now because we're not anti-aging. But in the olden days, you would have called it an anti-aging serum. But it is very much just a plumping, soothing, regenerating, fresh-looking serum that gives you really beautiful, dewy, fresh, lovely skin. And if it's in your budget, I really, really like it. It's so easily absorbed. The serum, I haven't tried the cream yet or the cleanser, but the serum and the dewy essence, I have used more than one bottle of it. I am not ashamed to say. I love it so much. And my skin just drinks it up. I think because I'm so dehydrated out here in LA, in this very, very dry environment and climate, my skin just really, really drinks it up. But it's so easily absorbed. It's very watery, but it really feels like it is packing a punch, not pulling its punches. It's the opposite. It is packing a punch. It's punching above its weight. It feels like nothing on the skin, but then it does a lot for you. And I just really adore it. So I'm thrilled to see the line extended, which is delightful. Excited to see what's from them next. Another line that's extended right now, which actually I wasn't going to mention because I haven't been using it. I have used it in the past. I really, really liked it. I haven't used it in a hot minute. But I did notice this is more of under the realm of new news. But Vintner's Daughter have a new product. And you'll remember when we interviewed April Gargiulo, who is the brand founder and owner. The brand and April talked at length about how they weren't going to go crazy with SKUs. They weren't just going to create product for the sake of creating product. They weren't just going to bring out a new thing every year to put product on the shelves. And they've stayed true to that. They only have the active botanical serum. There's now an essence to go with that. And they've just launched a cleanser, which I'm really interested to try and find out more about. But I really do love brands that are curated and really, really care about what they're putting out. They're not just throwing stuff out into the world for the sake of throwing it out into the world. Which leads us nicely onto our next product, the next brand I want to talk about. And so many of you asked me about this. And I am happy to talk about it all day long. It is, of course, the retinoid duo from Skin Rocks by the queen, the one and only Ms. Caroline Hirons. Oh my God, she finally blessed our faces with product of her own. I'm sure you already know, anyone listening to this knows enough to know all about Caroline's launches. But yeah, Skin Rocks is here with Retinoid 1 and Retinoid 2. They are both vitamin A serums to boost skin clarity, promote smooth, even and radiant skin tones. Retinoid 1 is for beginners. Retinoid 2 is an intermediate strength. It has a higher level of active ingredients. That's what that means, which is why it is a little bit more expensive, because it has higher quality. Not higher quality. Oh my God, I'm sorry, Caroline. Please punch me in the face. It has a higher concentration of active ingredients. That's all it is. They are both exactly the same quality. They are both fabulous. And if you are new to retinoids, you want to use Retinoid 1. If you have some experience, if you've used prescription retinoids in the past, you're going to go straight into Retinoid 2. I'm very excited because we have beginner and we have intermediate, which makes me think there's like an advanced strength maybe coming. Is there a Retinoid 3 coming later on when our faces are ready? My face is ready. My face loves this. I've been using it since it launched. It launched back in November, she says, when I was in the UK, actually. It launched when I was at home on my book tour and I was able to get hold of it then. This was gifted. I received this from Caroline's PR company, and I have been using it ever since. I've talked about retinol, what, a million times, we want to say? Roughly 1 million times. The only FDA-approved ingredient to actually decrease the visible signs of wrinkles in the skin. Let's all remember that. Now, this is a retinoid, not retinol. And I've been using prescription tretinoin, many of you will know tret and love tret. I've been using prescription retinol for ever, basically. It feels like my dermatologist started me on it when I was about 28, 29, so yikes, I'm 42. But my skin's been very dry lately. I'm going through some hormonal changes. What larks, what fun that is. And my skin has been protesting, basically, at everything that it's always previously loved. So I was really keen to give this a try, because even the intermediate would be a little bit milder than what I was using as a prescription retinol. And I have to say, and I did text Caroline to tell her, my skin loves it. It's just gorgeous. I mean, from execution to results, the whole thing is wonderful. The packaging is gorgeous. It feels luxe. It looks gorgeous on the counter. It looks beautiful in your bathroom, on your dressing table, wherever you have it. Not nowhere too warm. Remember, people, do not keep your skincare where it's really warm. It will go manky. But it's gorgeous. It is opaque product packaging, so the sun's not going to get in there and ruin it. It is an airtight pump, so the air's not going to get in there and ruin it. She's a genius. We love her for that. If you look at the lid of the product, there is a size guide to show you how much product you need, so you're not going to over or underuse. You're going to get the full efficacy of the product, because you know exactly how much you should be using. The education is right there in the product. It's also all over her website and on the Skin Rocks app. And it's just really gorgeous. When you get the product itself, it's silky. It doesn't smell gross. It's fragrance free, but you know, a lot of retinols don't smell great. This is totally fine and it's still fragrance free. And I just love it. It absorbs beautifully. A lot of my prescription products aren't as sophisticated in texture as this, the ones that I have used. And they don't absorb as nicely. You have to sit and wait forever for them to absorb before you put anything else onto your skin if you want to use a moisturizer afterwards. This actually has a bunch of lovely ingredients in it too, so you might not even feel like you want a moisturizer. There's glycerin and squalane. So it's up to you. I do need a moisturizer on top because, as I say, I'm very dehydrated and I live in a very dry desert climate. But you might not, depending on where you are. When I was in the UK, I didn't especially feel like I needed a moisturizer on top of it. You do need to use SPF in the day if you're using this, as with any retinols. But oh my God, it's so good. I mean, we knew it would be, right? We knew it would be, because Caroline doesn't mess about. And if you go back and watch any of her videos talking about the development of this, you'll see how committed she was. You'll see how hard she worked to get it right and make sure it was absolutely perfect. And again, she hasn't dropped a whole bunch of products on it. The products are coming one at a time. The products are coming as and when they are fully tested, fully clinically tested, fully approved by Caroline and her team. I did ask what's coming next, and I'm excited for it. As soon as there's news that I can share with you there, I will share it. But I just, honestly, part of me, and I'm a skincare obsessive, like I love abundance and I just like having a lot of stuff. But I've been sort of rejecting that this year. My brain has just rejected too much stuff this year. I just can't cope anymore. I think my brain has just been oversaturated by absolutely everything in the world, and I'm really trying to sort of narrow down to what I really need in my life in general, but also in my beauty and my skincare. And I'm very excited for the day when I can just go to the Skimrocks website and buy a whole line of what I need and know that it's going to work and know that it is exactly what my face wants and needs and know that it's all going to work and it's all been approved by Caroline. Oh, it's going to be a glorious day. But yeah, Skin Rocks. This is only in luxury because the price point is slightly above what people might be able to pay without thinking twice about it. But it's still not nearly as expensive as a lot of products out there. And I honestly think it's wonderful. I used to use the Kate Somerville vitamin A serum. This is less expensive than that. I think there's more product in here, or around the same product, actually. I will check that because I do love the Kate Somerville as well. But I like this more. I do like this more. I love the colour, the beautiful sort of bluey purple shade. It's very simple. It's gender neutral. No one's going to be upset about it. I've seen Jeff having a poke at it and then slapped it right out of his hands because he's not bloody having it. But it's wonderful, and you can get it on the Skimrocks website or at Space NK. I love that there are refills available. You don't have to buy the whole thing again. You can buy a refill, so it's good for the environment. Well done, Caroline. Well done. Would celebrate in Claridge's with a chicken pie any day of the week. Again, because it's just magic. I love it. So that's another skincare option for you if you're in the market for skincare. Another fabulous line that I have really fallen in love with this year, and you know, I've known about it before, I've been a fan of it for a while, but I really got on board with it this year, and that is Bio Effect. Now, Bio Effect, not new by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure you've all heard of or read about or played with Bio Effect in the past. It is an EGF serum. It is deeply beautiful. So many people will talk about it being just a skin savior. I think the first place I really heard people talking about it was Jane on British Beauty Blogger. I think Jane was the first sort of advocate, the hero that would champion it a lot in the beginning. And I eventually bit the bullet and bought it for myself a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh God, it's really good. And it really is wonderful. You only need a couple of drops and it is just a skin savior. It just wakes up my skin. Anything that I've done to my skin that it didn't care for, I immediately go to this. When I was traveling, when I was on my book tour, I took this with me and I used it every day because it was the only thing holding my face together. I'd gone from California to British winter, and if you were in the UK in November, you know that weather was up and down. I got there, it was beautiful, it was warm, didn't even need a coat. By the end, the day that I left, it was practically sleeting. Like, the sky was purple, it was absolutely freezing, it was raining, it was windy. I was up and down the country, I wasn't sleeping very well, I was traveling like crazy, I was doing full makeup every day because I had events every day. My face needed protection and coddling, and this is what I turned to. It was the Bio Effect serum, the Bio Effect mask, the sheet mask. I honestly, if I could only have one sheet mask, and you know I'm not a massive sheet mask person, but if I had to use one sheet mask for the rest of my life, I actually would just walk around like Michael Myers and Halloween with it on, is the Bio Effect sheet mask. It is incredible. Like, I'm not messing around. It's amazing. It is the greatest mask I've ever used in the history of masks, and I'm obsessed with it. The other product that I have really, 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 really fallen for.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And this is, I don't like talking about this because I have to be like, oh my God, when did this happen? But just sort of the last year, I want to say, my eyes are not looking their best. Like, my lids are getting kind of hooded. I do get Botox. We know that, talked about it a million times. I get Botox above my eyebrows, and that does help lift my lids a little bit. But I have quite a lot of loose skin around my eyes. I've worn contact lenses since I was like 17, which doesn't help because that does loosen the skin around your eyes because you're always messing with them. And there's something else in there that loosens the skin of the lid a little bit. Which I remember my optician telling me when I was 17, and I was like, that will never happen to me. Ha, ha, ha. I'll learn my lesson. And my crow's feet are just happening, and the fine lines under my eyes are happening, and that's just time. That's going to happen. I am 42. My skin is changing. We're all going to get these lines one way or another. Hopefully we are, because a lot of your eye lines are to do with laughing and happiness. So I'm not unhappy that they exist, but I am quite keen to soften them, is where I'm going with this. And I started using the Bio Effect EGF Eye Serum, I want to say, about 2 months ago, because I took it with me to the UK and I've been using it ever since. And it really has made a difference. It's beautiful. Again, it's very similar texture to the regular serum. It comes in this really beautiful packaging. It looks a little bit like a needle, but it's not a needle. It's like, lol, it looks like a needle, but it's not. Because you put needles around your eyes, lol. Nothing lol about needles. But it's got this really gorgeous rollerball on it, metal rollerball. So it's very cooling to apply. You only need the tiniest, tiniest bit. Like, it has the dispenser as you sort of push the end in, like you would with a needle. And a little tiny bit of the product comes out on the end of the rollerball. And then you apply that way. I use this slightest possible amount of pressure to push it out. So I've got the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest amount. And that is enough for both eyes for me. And I do all underneath the eye and the crow's feet. And sometimes I'll take it up onto my orbital bone because I've been a little bit dry up there on my eyelid lately. And it's just gorgeous. I really love it. If I'm extremely dry, which I really haven't been since I started using this regularly, I'll top it off with a richer eye cream if I feel like I need it. But it's been weeks since I've had to do that. Maybe when I first got back from the UK and my face was a disaster. Like, skin was just falling off. It was great fun. But I really love it. And I'm trying to think, if I had to pick one product from Bio Effect, like, if someone was going to buy me one product from Bio Effect, what would it be? And I mean, the Hero Serum, obviously. The Hero Serum. But let's pretend it's not the Hero Serum. It would either be the eye serum or the face mask. But I also really like the moisturizing cream. The body products are lovely. But again, these very firmly fall into the luxury category. They are pricier than a lot of other products. But I also don't think there's anything else like it. I don't think there is a dupe that is a different price range. So if you feel like splashing out on your skin, if you feel like you absolutely need something, your skin just needs something, maybe try the face mask first and see how that feels, because it was also absolutely chock full of the serum. I feel like you could get a whole body treatment out of that one face mask. It's nuts how much product is in there, and I love it a lot. I wore it, I had two. And I used one when I went to the HarperCollins summer party, which sounds fabulous, but I was a disaster. Again, I was a shell. I was like the crypt keeper. And I got to my hotel, whacked that on for half an hour, and I looked like honestly, like, not even a newborn baby, because they're covered in crap, aren't they, and a bit wrinkly, but a very healthy baby whose skin was full of collagen that hasn't been depleted by the fact that she's 42 years old. And I used it again in the UK before my London event this year on the Christmas Wish book tour, which was my last event and right at the end of my trip. And the amazing Emma Gunn's hosted for me, and we had talked about what we were going to do afterwards, and then she just sort of looked at me and went, "You need to go home and sleep." And she was correct. So I showed up with a beautiful bouncing skin from my EGF serum mask that held me together through that event. But it can only fix your skin. It cannot fix your brain or what your friends see in your eyes. But it is gorgeous. So if you're looking for one thing to try it out, that's what I would recommend. Now, moving on to makeup. Had a real weird year with makeup. I love it, as I might have mentioned. But I think this year I have worn less makeup than any other year in like decades. I don't know. I think I wore more makeup during lockdown in 2020 because I was doing it to cheer myself up and doing a lot of slap. This year, I think I've just been so busy. I just really haven't felt the need, or I've really just felt overwhelmed by it. I cannot look at the giant palettes anymore. Like, I look at all of my palettes and I'm like, this is too hard. The idea of multiple shades of eyeshadow on one eye right now, it's like, woof, cannot even begin to feel the need to do it. So all of my favourites this year, I think, have broadly been easy, one and done, make your life easy products. That's what they've been. They've been products that made my life easy, that made me feel good, that I felt like they made me look good, and they've just made me happy, because anything complicated this year, I have not had the energy for it. And one of the things that made me the happiest, and this was such a spur of the moment duty-free buy, I was in the airport. I said I came back to England in summer for the HarperCollins summer party, and I was in the airport on the way home, and I hadn't done any shopping. I hadn't been to like any shops on my trip in summer. It was such a rush trip. I was so busy. I didn't buy a single thing, which is not like I needed to, obviously, but I felt quite hard done by. I wanted to buy some stuff. I just wanted to buy something. I'd had a rough week and I wanted something. And I bought just blind purchase, didn't get to test it out, didn't even get to test the shades. I must have been out of my mind, which I definitely was. But I bought the Chanel Les Beige Waterfresh Complexion Touch, which is the sort of foundation extension of their Waterfresh line. They had a skin tint last year that was beautiful, but very light coverage. The Complexion Touch has more coverage in it. And you may have seen it. It's in a transparent tube. And I'm going to read from the Chanel website because they'll say it better than I can, because I'll do my version afterwards. But they say, the first of its kind, versatile makeup product infused with pigmented micro droplets. The buildable light to medium coverage formula conceals imperfections, even skin tones, adds luminosity for a natural looking finish. Les Beige Waterfresh Complexion Touch features moisturizing ingredients for protection and up to 12 hours of hydration. Lightweight and refreshing, the barely there gel texture delivers an ultra sensorial feel. The included brush is designed for targeted application as well as on-the-go touch-ups. So it is exactly what it says in the tin. It just looks like a tube full of little foundation bubbles, like bubble tea, or like, I was going to say fish roe. I'm sorry, sushi lovers. But it is like little transparent beige bubbles that are the pigment spheres that are in this beautiful watery gel base, and they burst when you blend them onto your skin to provide coverage. It says light to medium. I honestly think medium. I guess you could go very light with it, but there is decent coverage in there. I like coverage in my foundation, we know that, and I really loved this. I just wore it non-stop all through the summer, and it's mostly what I wear when I'm at home in LA. I think in the UK, especially in winter, because I was there obviously in November, I brought it with me and I didn't reach for it as much because I just needed more coverage in that sort of low winter light, when there was any winter light. The harsh winter sun, I needed more coverage. And if it was grey and gloomy, I just felt like I needed more protection and more coverage, more creaminess on my skin. But I love this stuff. It's gorgeous. The finish is beautiful. It's so fresh. It's so dewy. It does exactly what it says on the tin. It does feel hydrating. It doesn't feel like there's anything on your skin at all. It's absolutely gorgeous. You still need a concealer under your eyes if you want one, and on blemishes if you want to. But it's just really, really, really lovely. And I've actually restocked it. I was starting to run low and I did buy a new one when I went through duty free in November. I was like, shit, better get it before I run out because I just love it. It's a win for me. I have a real love-hate with Chanel beauty products. I think they are vastly overpriced. This is $65 in the US, which actually for a foundation, yes, it's luxury. Yes, you can still go and buy the Wet n Wild Photo Finish Foundation, which is just an absolute banger for mere pennies. But most foundations these days are pricey, aren't they? They are getting up there. So this doesn't feel out of the realm of possibility. Like, there are definitely more expensive foundations than this that I have liked less. But I just thought it was really gorgeous. So if you're looking for a beautiful, fresh finish, if you want something that looks dewy, if you want something that looks like witchcraft slash science, because it's bubbles, it's little foundation bubbles. And we've seen this before. It's not brand new technology, you know, but I think it's the best execution of it I've ever seen. And of course, it's Chanel, so it's incredibly chic. They also have a blush and a bronzer. I think there's a bronzer as well. There's definitely a blush in this formula. None of the shades really shout out to me. They're all quite warm. Oh yeah, there is a deep bronze and a deep apricot. I don't know. It's apricot, isn't it? It's apricot. In England we call it apricot. In America they call it apricot. They're quite warm. So I'm always looking for something a bit more cool toned in my blusher, going off on an apricot. I've lost my mind. Hi, it's nearly Christmas. But it's just really beautiful. So if you're looking for a foundation to treat yourself with that you just want that lovely, fresh, dewy finish, I recommend that one, the Chanel Les Beige Water Fresh Complexion Touch. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous and we love her. Okay, I have got four more things. One, barely need to mention it. It's the new shades of Dior Lip Glow. Do you remember when we started doing this podcast and I was like, I just wish they would bring out more shades in this formula because I absolutely love it. Just bring out a clear one and I'll be happy. And then they brought out the ultra pink, and then they brought out the glittery pink, and then they brought out the raspberry, and it was all very bright and aggressive. And I was like, I will shut my mouth because this is not what I wanted. It's too much. I'm stressed out by it. It's far too bright. And then they were like, okay, Lindsay, we heard you. And they brought out the cherry red, which was really beautiful. They brought out the berry, which was really beautiful. They brought out the beige. There was the beige colour that I know a lot of people loved. Not for me. Made me look like I had poop mouth. But it's gorgeous on a lot of people. But there are another whole host of wintry shades out right now that are absolutely gorgeous. I have indulged in Dior 8, which is a brick red. They're still sheer, they're still glossy, they still feel incredible on the lip. They are still long lasting for a gloss, for a glossy balm. I find them very long lasting. The Dior brick red is beautiful, and I just got the Miss Dior Illuminous Rosewood. It is beautiful. It might have even surpassed the original pink in how much I love it. I love it so much. I have been wearing it with every look. It looks gorgeous with a smoky eye. It looks gorgeous with a glittery eye. It's just a very, very, very beautiful, easy to wear pink. It's got enough body in it to know that it's there, but it's not going to demand attention because of the gorgeous plump glossiness of the formula. Your lips just look, it's totally your lips but better. My lips but better, for sure. And I'm obsessed with it. And as soon as I see any kind of discount whatsoever, I'm going to buy like 10 more of them because it's $38, which is too much to pay for any lip balm. I bought these when they were in the Sephora sale, so I got them 20% off. As soon as I see that kind of discount again, I am straight back in there because I am obsessed with this. Haven't had it off my chops. There's also a minty rose, which is mint, I guess. And it's green that reveals to light pink. So it is just another pH changing, which the original pink is a pH changing as well. But it's green and I'm an idiot. So I'm probably going to end up buying it, aren't I? Because we've met me. but I'm still very excited. But yeah, the Miss Dior and the Dior 8, gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm really hoping they're going to do the Dior 999 next. That's what I want. Not that I'm telling them what to do, but that's exactly what I'm telling them to do. The Dior 999, please. Because the cherry is lovely, but it's not the 999. That's my next hope. That is my next hope. Fingers crossed. Next up, it is an eye pencil. Not new, but there are new shades available. And it is the Victoria Beckham Kajal pencils. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I bought a load of the Victoria Beckham stuff when she first launched, and I was very unimpressed with the eyeshadow bricks. They just were very powdery and not enough pigment for me. The lid lusters I thought were gorgeous. The lip tint I thought was nice, the Bitten lip tint, but it was very drying on me. And then the eye pencils came out, and I think they're $28 in the States, and I was like, oh, it's just a lot to pay for an eye pencil. At the time, Marc Jacobs Beauty was still around, and those eye pencils were just the be-all, end-all to me. They were life. The Urban Decay 24/7 pencils, absolutely fantastic. Marc Jacobs is no longer with us. Marc Jacobs, not the person, he is, thank God. I'm not, oh God, don't panic. Marc Jacobs Beauty is no longer available. So those pencils are gone. And the rumour that they are coming back as KVD pencils, I cannot speak to it, I haven't tried them. And just honestly, the Urban Decay 24/7 pencils, not what they used to be. Not what they used to be. Just not as good. Honestly, that's broadly true, I think, sadly, of most of Urban Decay since L'Oreal took over. Which might be why Wendy, lovely, lovely Wendy Zomner, has started her own brand, Cali Ray. But I didn't say that. Or I did say that, allegedly. She did do that, though. So she does have a separate range now that you could go and look at. But back to where I'm going here. The Victoria Beckham eye pencils are gorgeous. Like, they are stupid good. They are like silk. They slide onto your skin. You only have to sort of show your skin the pencil and it's like, pop, there I am. Beautifully pigmented, beautifully silky. They have a blending tip on one end of the pencil. They come with a sharpener. So that's all taken care of. They are just gorgeous. The shades are so sophisticated. I'm obsessed with the sea grey, which is a metallic grey silver. It's absolutely beautiful. That's my one and done right now party eye. Just ring my eyes with it, sort of smudge it out at the end to make it a little bit smoky, get a little bit on the lid itself, smudge it underneath. Perfect. Gorgeous. Absolutely obsessed with it. In love with it. I've also got the smoky quartz that is absolutely beautiful. And because I love those two so much, I was in the group chat with the ladies and successfully enabled myself into buying the vault. If you go on the Victoria Beckham website, you can order, I think it's 6 of the shades, and you get a discount for basically bulk buying. And that's my Christmas present to myself. That is my Christmas present to myself this year. I bought the Victoria Beckham eye pencil vault, and I have no regrets. It's gorgeous. I'm actually going to do a massive clear out on my pencils because a lot of my pencils are very, very, very old. And I'm just going to replace them with these, and I'm going to feel good about it. I just don't know if there's a better Kajal pencil out there. It's not like the Marc Jacobs pencils, the gel highliner pencils that were so good for tight lining. I do use them for tight lining. I think you can expect a little bit of smudging because it's Kajal, so it's very creamy. They do set, but I still get transfer. I've got difficult eyes. We know that. I'm not difficult eyes herself, but I have got chipmunk cheeks and I always get smudging, especially on the bottom, underneath the eye. The upper eyelid actually seems to be fine. There's very little transfer. It doesn't really go anywhere. It's still there at the end of the day. And the waterline actually seems to be faring up pretty well. But when I put it underneath the eye, I do get smudging, but I'm really into it. Like, it's a bit rock and roll and a little bit sexy and a little bit slept in. So these aren't your pencils for high precision, but they are your pencils for easy, sexy, smoky bedroom eyes. I'm obsessed with them. I love them. I couldn't be happier. I am just such a big fan. Thank you, VB. Thanks, VB. I don't take back everything I've said because I still thought your eyeshadow palettes were shat. But the lid lusters are incredible and these eye Kajals are gorgeous. And I have got one of the Posh lipsticks and they are gorgeous too. So fair play. My eyes are on you. I will keep on watching for what comes next. Two more products to talk about. They are treatments. One I've spoken about before and I just can't recommend it enough to you. You must Must look at it. And the other is a brow serum. Who saw that coming from me? Let's do the brow serum first, actually, because I never, ever in a million years thought I would be sat here recommending a brow serum to you. How many times have I said, it's just nonsense, none of it works. If like Latisse works, we know Latisse works to build eyelashes because it's FDA approved, but I'm too afraid to use it because sometimes it makes blue eyes brown or splotchy and I don't want that. But as we all know, or some people will know, I have, I feel weird saying it's OCD because OCD is such a great big giant thing, but I have an anxiety disorder and when I am very anxious, I pull out my eyebrows. So, I mean, it is a form of OCD because it's an obsessive compulsive behavior that I cannot control. And so I have very sparse eyebrows. There's often just big chunks of my eyebrow missing in the middle and everyone always says, oh, did you overpluck in the 90s? And I have to go, oh yeah, because no, it's like my new book is late and my deadline is approaching and I'm stressing out, so I just pulled out my eyebrows because I'm an idiot. I can't stop doing it. I'm not an idiot, it's a mental thing. I literally can't stop myself from doing it. It's an anxiety reaction. But I was sent a tube of Revela. I don't know if it's Revela or Revela. I believe it's Revela brow serum. And I thought, you know, give it a go, have a look at it. You may as well, you know, I had it. So I was like, I may as well use it. It's really good. I don't know if it is that the serum is amazing or if it is that because I'm using a serum that is $88, and I have rebought it for myself since I used the gifted tube, because I paid $88 plus, you know, shipping and tax for this serum. Am I just rubbing my eyebrows less because my Yorkshire side has overridden my anxiety and says, how dare you rub your eyebrows out when you've paid $90 for them? But regardless, it's worked for me. It has worked, and it says on the website, you know, enhance your natural brows, achieve thicker, fuller brows 6 to 8 weeks with our brow serum, lightweight, fast-absorbing gel, tackles sparse brow areas, adding volume, formulated using procellanil, which is science. I mean, here we go. It's not even witchcraft. It's science. It talks about, you're going to need to go on the website. I'm not going to read all this out to you. It will be very tedious, I'm sure, but it is an ingredient that has been developed by artificial intelligence and validated by laboratory and clinical studies to directly target hair follicle health. So the idea is it reinvigorates dormant follicles. So if you're, and I apparently had a lot of dormant follicles because I just kept pulling the hair out. So my eyebrows were like, well, we're not going to grow then if you're going to keep pulling us out, you bitch, which seemed reasonable on their part. But then I rubbed them with this gel and said, I'm sorry, and they said, you get one more try. And I have never, touch wood, like, I've never had eyebrows like this. I don't remember the last time I've had such full eyebrows. I'm still using my hourglass pencil, but it's like just to touch up. I just can't work it out. I love it so much. And as I said, I bought myself another tube after the tube that I was gifted ran out. But the website is GetRevela, GetRevela.com. And I just really like it. They also have a hair serum, which I haven't needed, so I haven't used it. But there is a hair revival serum. There is a growth concentrate. I know a lot of women are dealing with hair loss. So that might be something you want to look at, because the eyebrow one 100% worked for me. And that's all I can say, is it worked for me, but I am obsessed with it. I use it every day. I absolutely adore it. It's just part of my routine now every night, and eyebrows have never looked better. Full disclosure. The last product I want to talk about, we talked about this before, but I now have been using it for the best part of a year, and my hair is in such good condition. So my hair, as you may or may not know, is bleached. I believe the technical term is bleached to fuck. Apologies if there are children listening, but it's time they learn these technical terms that we use in beauty. My hair is absolutely bleached to death. It is murdered. It is dead. It's been dead. And then we bleached it again just to revive it, bring it back to life and kill it again. It is so bleached. I am bleached as light as bleach will go. I am platinum. I am pink. There is no way to make it more bleached than it is. And that will take its toll on her. That will take its toll. I've used Olaplex. I've been an Olaplex person and I've said, yeah, I guess. But as we know, Olaplex isn't a conditioner. It's a treatment that sort of restores the bonds of your hair. What I have found works even better than Olaplex. I'm saying it. And I have had two of my hairstylists say the same thing. Three, actually, because the incredible woman, Kate at Lost Hills, who cuts my hair, also loved it. I think she was the one that showed me first. It's K18. Again, friends, I know that this is expensive. I know it is a lot of money. But if you are bleaching your hair and your hair is in a bad way, or if you are over styling your hair, if you are doing anything to your hair that your hair feels like it is sad, see if you can get yourself a tube of K18. They do a sample size / travel size. It looks really tiny. The bottle looks really tiny. It looks like there's nothing in it, but all you need is one pump. My hair is, it's not even at my shoulder. It's pretty short bob at the moment, and I use not even half a pump when I use it. And you just wash your hair as usual, get out the shower, whatever, towel dry, get your pump, half a pump to pump of K18, emulsify it between your palms, put it in your palms, spread it out, work it through your hair. You don't have to do anything else. You do have to wait. If you're going to use styling agents, you have to wait 15 minutes for the bonds to take, but it's just 15 minutes as a leave-in conditioner, basically. It's the other thing about Olaplex that's stressful, isn't it? You got to put it on before you wash your hair, blah, blah, blah. You got to wait. With K18, you're just using it as a leave-in conditioning treatment. It's insane. It's so good. And you don't use it every time. You use it when your hair needs it. So you use it until your hair is back in shape, and then you use it as needed, which is why I've had this whole bottle for over a year. I even decanted it to take away a bunch of times. So I've gotten so many uses out of it. It's absurd how good it is. It is science in action. It's not even witchcraft. We've gone past the witches and we went straight to science. We said, hey, science, what you got? And they said K18. And my hair said, yes, please. My hair has never been in such good condition. My hair is bleached to death and it has never been this good. And it's all down to K18. It's just insane. I love it so much. I can't recommend it enough. If there was one thing, honestly, if you have bleached hair or damaged hair in any way, and there was one thing from today's episode that I said, make this your top pick, or make this your Christmas present must have, it would be the K18. I even recently bought clip-in bangs. Some of you will have known from social media, I've been really feeling the itch to get a fringe again. Been really feeling the need. And I bought some human hair bangs. A fringe from Amazon, which obviously is a great place to buy human hair fringe, but it actually turned out to be quite good when it arrived. They're fine, you know, it's absolutely fine. I don't know what I was trying to achieve, but it's fine. And I bought this sort of very yellow bleached hair to use as a fringe, and it was just not in good shape. Obviously the cuticle had all been damaged. It was just a mess. So I toned it, I coloured and toned it until it matched my hair, and it was so dry and so awful, and there was no way I could have put it on my own head because it was just depressing. And then I thought, well, it's human hair. Maybe I could just try the K18 on it. Boom. Fixed it. Sorted it right out. It is now absolutely wearable. It's so pretty. It is shiny like the rest of my hair. So maybe it is a mixture of witchcraft science and a Christmas miracle. Maybe it's a Christmas miracle. K18, lads, you got to try it. That's all I have to say. I just love it so much. It is the one thing I'm going to dedicate my hair to. I think you could save money on shampoo if you want to. You can save money on your regular conditioner by using that incredible ordinary conditioner. But if you wanted to spend your money somewhere on your hair, for me, it's got to be the K18. I think it's so insanely good, and I recommend it to anyone that needs it, because it's just really special. That's it. I have enthused. I have waxed lyrical. I have just blabbed about incredible products and blown smoke up their bums as much as I'm going to for today. But I hope that was fun. I hope maybe I mentioned some of your favourites. Maybe I gave you ideas of things to buy yourself or loved ones for Christmas. Maybe I gave you ideas to put on your partner's browser. Someone is a genius. I saw this on the internet the other day. I saw it on Instagram, I think. Somebody said they had been using their partner's phone and their laptop to search for the things they wanted for Christmas so that they kept coming up in their suggested ads, their targeted ads on social media. Genius, genius. I must get hold of Jeff's phone and start just putting in the things that I want because he's a suggestible boy, but he doesn't always listen to me, but he does listen to his phone, which is upsetting. So that's just an idea, isn't it? Maybe get your partner's phone right now and just start typing K18, K18, K18 and search it like on 1,000 different windows until it comes up everywhere. Follow it on his Facebook, follow it on his Instagram, just see what happens. It'll be magic. I'm curious to see if it starts coming up in my targeted ads now because I've mentioned it so many times when my phone is in front of me. We shall see. That does it for this episode of Full Coverage. If you want to buy something that's not beauty related, I have a book out. It's a Christmas book called The Christmas Wish. It is out now. It's a festive rom-com. It's like a Groundhog Day time loop set at Christmas. It's dead fun, she says. I like to think so. The reviews are really good, so that's nice for me because it's written now, isn't it? There's nothing I can do about it. If the reviews were bad, I'd be buggered. But the reviews are good. Christmas Wish, out now, ebook, audiobook, hardback in the UK, paperback in the US and Canada. So you can check that out. And I'll be back in mere days, if not mere hours, who can say, to talk to you all about some of my more affordable faves from this year, which then will be followed up by a full-on faves episode, which will feature some new stuff, some older stuff, some stuff I've fallen back in love with this year, which actually is quite a lot of products. Turns out a lot of products can't be beat, and we're going to be talking about that in episode 3. But that does it for us today. Please come and join us on the Facebook group if you feel so inclined. Go to facebook.com/fullcoverage, top pinned post, smash that button, come join us. We are partway through, almost all the way through, because it's so close to Christmas, our festive challenge. We are doing the holiday challenge again this year, so posting a picture of your makeup every day on theme, which we love. I've seen some bangers already. PodFam Appreciation Day was a very special one for me. But yeah, if not, I'll see you next time. And we'll be back very soon with, you guessed it, more Full Coverage. Bye!